thank you, Joyce. Morning, my name is Johnny. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. Is this microphone a little loud?
Yeah, it is.
It's good?
Okay, leave it, fine.
Just leave it.
We're good.
We're fine.
Okay. I don't feel like I'm yelling at you this morning. And I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. I am. I am a living expression of God. In the book of Exodus, Moses asks God his name. God responds, I am who I am. I am is the name of the divine presence within me, a reminder of my spiritual nature. Sometimes I may forget my divine identity by thinking of myself as weak, incapable, or unfortunate. If I have spoken disempowering words about myself, I release those thoughts and stop using those words. Each time I say I am, I strengthen my awareness of the truth of my being. I am God's life, love, wisdom, and strength, expressing uniquely as me. As I pay attention to my thoughts and words, I am able to recognize and release limiting thoughts more quickly. My awareness of my true identity grows stronger and stronger. And from the Bible, he said to them, but who do you say that I am? And that's Matthew 16:15. Now it's time for Surely the Presence. Please join us in singing while Joyce leads us. Now it's time for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now it's time for our welcoming song. Joyce will lead us in our welcoming song, In the Garden. Please stand if you wish, and remain standing afterwards, please, because then we'll greet each other.
And he walks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah. Come on.
You have one suit, don't you?
You have one suit?
Huh?
A club, yeah.
She still has a ways.
Really?
How you doing?
Warm sweater on.
Yeah, it's kinda cold.
Morning, Gary. See if you're good.
Hello.
No, you have to get closer to that guy's face.
Morning, Lee, how are you?
Good morning.
Right.
Good, good.
Okay, David, but we'll go for that.
Hey. Good morning.
Nobody on Zoom?
Looking good.
Doing a radiant.
There we go. And all the yummy stuff. Yeah. There you go.
See you. Great.
Thank you.
See you.
Good try. I gave you a shoulder tap. Wasn't that enough?
Oh, right.
Don't be greedy.
Hi, good day, sir. Good.
There isn't anybody in there.
This is the last one I'm here.
Oh yes, it's time for announcements. Does anyone have any announcements? Oh.
I do. Today, John told me, is Jimmy Carter's 100th birthday.
No way. Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even more amazing, John Clark is one of four pallbearers for a funeral. John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Oh, really? You were one of the pallbearers for JFK's funeral? Thank you for your service, John. Going above and beyond, dude. Anybody else?
I do.
Yes.
Next Friday at 6, I'm having a fire potluck maypole in the front yard. We got rained out from our maypole dance.
Oh, your May Day celebration got rained out?
So Brooke is going to bring her maypole. We're going to set up in the front yard. That's going to be a potluck.
June Day.
Yeah, June Day.
Well, when is it?
Next Friday. It's not supposed to rain.
Next Friday. And it's June already?
But it won't be raining.
It's June already next Friday? No, but the next week it'll be June already?
Yes, it will. Can't tell by outside.
Don't worry, it'll get hot later.
The only thing I have is that we do have a bylaws meeting after church.
Okay, bylaws meeting after church. Oh, I have an announcement. A young man named Jesus came and did our painting.
Oh, okay.
This week, so that's all completed out there. Okay, we're ready to move on. Time for a hidden statement. There it is. All right, let's all say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for a song of joy. Joyce will lead us in our song of joy on page 153 in the hymnal. Count your blessings. Please stand if you like.
Trying to understand what it means to live on Earth, we see that experience for humans can be what erosion is for the elements.
Not on the market yet.
Try as we do to fight it, we are worn to our beauty a season at a time. Being human, we get hurt and lose our trust in life, and therefore need to understand the strategy of restoring that trust. This requires a crucial effort not to prematurely name or define what we encounter, not to form our opinions or beliefs hastily. Instead, we are asked to allow time to surround us with the wholeness of life so the paradox of truth can show itself. In time, we may need to go back into the fire to retrieve the fullness of our hearts. In time, we may need to let others off the hook before we all die. In meeting what we're given, we can use lasting practices to return us to what matters. They include deep listening, deep speaking, and deep questioning. Listening to the source in silence. Listening with our heart to our experience, and translating that teaching into meaningful speech, and rooting ourselves further in the world through honest dialogue. In time, it becomes clear that we need everything and everyone to keep going. By helping each other, we can find the strongest currents of life and be carried along.
Thank you. All right, now it's time for a meditation, Sean. Please join us as Joyce leads us in. We come to thee, O Lord. It's on page 43 in your handouts if you wish to look. Let me see. Three times? Okay, three times.
Thank you.
And now it's time for our affirmations. Please join us, we'll say them together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and the perfect way. So this is the third Sunday of the month. Today we'll be reciting the Progressive Lord's Prayer, followed by the Hallelujah. Please join me. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come, I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all people from temptation. I am delivering all people from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. And more. Speaker. We have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning we're going to hear a recorded message from licensed Unity teacher Audrey Pitchford, whose topic will be Pray Until Something Happens.
Good morning, everyone. So today's joke is a little bit of a groaner, I'll warn you now. Two people were talking, and one of them said, I had a dream last night and I don't know what it meant. And the second person said, well, why don't you tell me about it? So the first person said, well, I saw this door, and in the dream, the door had a sign on it, but no matter how hard I pulled, I couldn't get the door open. And the second person said, well, what did the sign on the door say? And the person said, push. Ha ha. So today's talk is pray until something happens. And sometimes we use the acronym PUSH to help us remember this little saying. This is part of our study of the Pray Up Your Life book by Reverend Charlene Emanuel. And remember, Reverend Charlene says, there's as many ways to pray as there are people. She uses a definition of prayer that prayer is conscious, intentional communion with the divine. And she's also very clear that if you have a different definition, that's totally okay. She's not trying to change your mind. What she wants to do is offer practices and give people the opportunity to try something new. Maybe we'll love it. Maybe it'll crash and burn, but then we'll know better and we'll try something else. And Reverend Charlene also suggests, and I agree, that the more time we spend in prayer, the greater our ability to experience the divine as the loving presence that's within us at all times and all around us at all times and in everyone we encounter, whether we remember or not. So in Unity, we already know that prayer is important. It's one of Unity's foundational basic principles that we practice prayer and meditation to remind us, to allow us to consciously connect with that awareness of the divinity within, of our spiritual nature. Now, like I mentioned, today's talk is Pray Until Something Happens, or PUSH. And within Unity, this leads to somewhat of a debate. So some thinkers within Unity ask, well, should we really pray for things repeatedly over and over, or does the repetition reveal maybe a lack of faith in our prayers or our lack of faith that something is happened or possible? Other thinkers say, well, is it really appropriate to have prayer be a one and done, especially if something is still on my mind. If I'm still thinking thoughts or worrying about it, is one and done really the best approach? I know this is a shocker to everyone, but there is no one unity perspective on this question. So the great news is we all get to decide for ourselves what works the best. And for me, the conclusion that I have come to is that in this expression, pray until something happens, the most important word for me is something. Pray until something happens. Now, this something is also a concept where we each get to identify what is the something for us. What the something is for me may be different than what the something is for you, and that's okay. Here are a few ideas that the something means to me. So best case scenario, because I sometimes want what I want, pray until something happens, my prayer is answered, woohoo, yay, cross it off the list, check. That doesn't always happen in my life. Sometimes the something may be that I get clarity about a different direction. Maybe I get an awareness that says, oh, I really need to focus elsewhere. Sometimes that something is a peaceful acceptance. So I think I've shared with you all that I had a really good friend who passed away on the solstice. And while she was living, I prayed for her to continue to live because I wanted her in my human life. And there got to be a point where it was clear that her human life was ending. So sometimes the praying until something happens, I need to remember, is not about me changing the outer. It's about changing my own consciousness and getting to a place of peaceful acceptance of knowing my friend and I are still friends. Our love continues. She's still in my life, even though she has transitioned to the other side. Sometimes that something, pray until something happens, is an unexpected resolution. So I might be really focused on, I think this is the best outcome. Maybe something even better happens. And that's great. I think in my experience, it's been a learning journey for me to remember that it's important to be open that this or something better, there may be something out there that's even better than what I envision. And these are just a few ideas of what something means to me. So the word something might mean something else to you, and that's okay. The guideline I go by is if I'm still feeling unsettled about something or unclear, and if my brain still wants to like worry about it and create worry thoughts and in my ear, that tells me I am probably going to continue to pray about it because I will likely find that helpful in my life. Now, praying until something happens can also apply during a variety of time periods. And let me explain to you what I mean. Praying until something happens can be how long we keep something during our prayer time. So as an example, and I'm going to tell you a story as I go through these ideas. A while back, I was looking for a new job. And one thing that helps me when I'm praying for something really specific is to create a vision board because I'm very visual. So I like to envision what's it going to look like? What's it going to feel like? What kind of things is it going to have? And so for me, praying until something happens during my regular prayer time, which is in the morning, usually before I get dressed and come about my day, during that time, I focused my attention on the vision board until I could feel that feeling internally that I imagined I would have when I had this job. I could feel joy. I could feel excitement. I could feel peace. I could feel gratitude. And I stayed in prayer during my prayer time until I had that feeling experience. So that's one way of praying until something happens, keeping with it during a designated time until you have a certain feeling. Praying until something happens can be praying a certain number of times per day. So this is kind of funny, but I'll share it with you anyway, because I like sharing with you all. I was with a group one time that agreed to pray a certain number of times a day. And we were trying to figure out what was going to remind us to pray a certain number of times a day. And we all really didn't like the idea of having a chime or an alarm or something beeping or buzzing at us. And I don't remember who in the group said this, but one person said, well, we all probably go to the bathroom multiple times a day. What if we just pray when we're in the bathroom? And we laughed our heads off, but it ended up being a brilliant idea because it's true. We're all in the bathroom multiple times a day and probably just sitting there. So it's a great time to pray. All right. So now you know my secret about if I want to pray multiple times a day, that's when it's happening. We can also pray until something happens over the course of many days. So going back to my vision board for the new job, I mentioned my prayer time is typically in the morning. I had my vision board out. I had it in the area where I prayed. And every day for while I was looking for a job, I went to my prayer time and focused on that vision board. And with this strategy of praying until something happens, I actually experienced a really quick turnaround in my work situation. So with all of these practices, I found the job that I wanted to apply for within 3 weeks. And within 2 months, I had the offer for the job that met all my criteria on the vision board. So for me, that was really fabulous. Now, also for me, one of my challenges with pray until something happens or push is to push without being pushy, because as I mentioned, sometimes I want what I want. And if I find myself getting into like a pushy energy, for me, that's usually about scarcity. So that's a time when I have to go back and kind of regroup a little bit and think about, okay, this or something better, and, you know, and try to get into that feeling of allowing and being open, which I have found for me is usually the best way to receive an answer in prayer. So you can use some or all of these strategies. There's other strategies as well. In her chapter on Pray Until Something Happens, Reverend Charlene includes what she calls a prayer anchor. And this is a Bible quote that she includes as a reminder of the concept that she's teaching. And in Unity, we don't take the Bible literally. So we don't get super stressed about whether things in the Bible really happened the way they were written down. We sort of trust that the Bible maybe isn't an eyewitness account, but that doesn't mean it's unimportant. What we look at is the metaphysical meaning or the deeper meaning, what is beyond the surface. And a great thing about metaphysical Bible interpretation is we each get to have our own interpretation. So I get to identify what it means for me, and you get to identify what it means for you. And it doesn't have to be the same because I'm not in charge of your spirituality and you're not in charge of mine. So we each get to figure out in my relationship with the divine what's important about this story or what isn't. So the particular story that Reverend Charlene uses in this chapter is from the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 5-8. And this is another one of those funky, weird parables that Jesus frequently told his followers. And so here's the parable. Jesus said to his disciples, imagine what would happen if you went to a friend in the middle of the night and said, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. An old friend traveling through just showed up and I don't have anything on hand. And what if your friend answered, don't bother me, the door is locked, my kids are all down for the night, I can't get up to give you anything. Jesus said, let me tell you, even if your friend won't get up because he's a friend, if you persist in knocking and waking all the neighbors, he will finally get up and get you whatever you need. All right, so like many parables, this is kind of a weird little story, but it's fun to think about what do I notice? What jumps out at me from this example? And I encourage you to think about, what do you notice? What jumps out at you? So a few things that I notice, the idea of persistence, that this knocking on the door and waking up all the neighbors is something that in this parable gets the person what they need, even more so than the friendship does. And this also reminds me of the idea of prosperity consciousness. Like there's multiple avenues. I'm asking my friend, I'm beating on the door, I'm waking the neighbors. So it tells me the importance of doing what is mine to do to align my actions with my vision that I'm holding in prayer, the focus on intention, and am I just having my intention in my head, or am I actually doing the things that I can do to help make it happen? I think the other thing that this parable makes me think of is the idea of practice. And I always believe that practice is greater than the sum of the parts. So like I mentioned, I typically have prayer time every morning, usually before I get dressed and leave the house. And some mornings it's great. And other mornings it might feel a little ho-hum, or I feel like I'm maybe going through the motions. And I think that's okay, that I might not have an experience of sunshine and rainbows every single day. I believe that the cumulative experience of doing that on a daily basis has been what has made a difference to me in my life. So again, I hope you ponder this story and what it means to you. And one question that I think is helpful coming out of the story to think about is, what helps me persist in prayer? What helps me persist? What helps me stay at it? We might all have a variety of thoughts on this question. A few ideas that I came up with, and again, these are just my ideas. You can certainly have other ideas, which is totally good. For me, it's helpful to persist in prayer to schedule it, to have it at a regular time of the day, whether it's every morning before I get dressed, if I'm focused on something repeatedly, every time I'm using the restroom, or whatever is going to help me to remember to make time for prayer. Something else that's can be valuable is having a specific designated space or setting for prayer. So in the morning, I'm sitting in a comfortable chair. I might be focused on my vision board if I'm working on a specific vision. I think it can also be helpful to persist in prayer to use a vision board, like I mentioned a little bit earlier. And sometimes when I'm focused on a very specific intention, I'll do that, as well as focusing on how do I imagine I will feel once this vision comes to pass, and kind of basking in that feeling, working to get to that feeling and getting a felt sensation of that feeling that I can remember when I'm maybe feeling uninspired. I think celebrating our results can be a great way to persist in prayer. So having gratitude, even if the big thing that we're working on hasn't happened yet, maybe we're noticing small steps in that direction. So when I was focused on my vision board and the new job, 3 weeks in, as I mentioned, I saw the job that I wanted to apply for. So I applied as soon as I could. And I celebrated that I saw that job posting and that I did the work to apply, because sometimes applying for a job can be a lot of work. Another thing I celebrated on that same day that I saw the job posting, a nonprofit group reached out to me and asked me to speak at one of their meetings a few weeks down the road. And it was a volunteer speaking role. I wasn't going to be paid. But I thought about it and I was very interested in doing it. And there was a way I didn't understand in my brain, but there was a connection between that invite and the job that I was trying to manifest. And I realized later the connection was looking at what would I love to do. So when this group asked me to speak to them for free, I agreed. And I said, yes, I would love to come and speak to your group. And it just so worked out that by the time their speaking engagement rolled around, I had a job offer for the job. And I had a fabulous time getting together with them and speaking at their event. Another strategy that helps me persist in prayer is singing. I love to sing. I know many people in our community do as well. We can sing, there's so many great songs that we're all familiar with that we sing on Sundays or that are in the Wings of Song book. We can make up our own songs. And sometimes I've done that as well. And I've recorded them on my phone. I've sung them with my friends, my family. They might not enjoy them as much as I do. I can sing them in the shower if I want to and really enjoy that sound. Part of why I like thinking about music and singing is for the month of May, the divine power we celebrate is the power of power, or the power of dominion. And our Unity co-founder, Charles Fillmore, identified 12 powers that he said were part of the divine and therefore are in each human being as well. And this idea of power or dominion doesn't mean power over others. It's about power over ourselves, power over our thoughts, and especially our words. And the body part for power or dominion is the voice. So I think about how we speak affirmations like, I choose my reaction to circumstances. The divine perfect job is waiting for me now. The divine perfect employer is looking for me now. Our ability to control our thoughts and our words and to change them if we need to is that power of power. And this is based out of our awareness of our oneness with the divine, knowing that we are co-creating our experience in each moment through the thoughts we think, the words we speak, and sometimes to the songs we sing, I believe. So if you are interested in exploring any of these ideas further, there is a handout for you that will be posted on the church website. There's also a word search on the handout, and I love that Reverend Charlene includes those because I think they're fun, and it's a reminder that a prayer can be fun. And it's her way of reminding us to look beyond appearances, that what might be just a jumbled collection of letters are actually specific words and messages that have a meaning, an important meaning. I'd like to invite us now to prepare for meditation. And I'm going to be using a meditation today from the Reverend Bronte Colbert on the power of power. And so I invite you to settle into your chair, take a deep breath and let it go, and feel your body relax. If you need to wiggle your fingers and toes to remind yourself that they're there, and then let them be still as your body is fully supported by the chair. And we focus now on the power of power. I invite you to hear these words as the words of your own heart. As I recognize my connection with spirit, I become more aware of my power of power. I can choose my reaction to circumstances. Aligned with spirit, I take charge of my thoughts and my words, knowing they have creative power. I think and speak positive, kind, affirming words to myself and to others. As I do this, I thrive. I manifest love, harmony, well-being, and prosperity. I use my power to create my best life. And I invite us to take a few moments in the silence, focused on that idea. I create my best life using the power of power. I trust in my divine power of power. I know I am always connected with the divine, and I use my inner power for good in my thoughts, in my words, and in my world. I use my power to help me pray until something happens. And for this ability to pray, and for our divine gift of power, we are so grateful. And so we end this prayer with gratitude, saying, so it is. Amen.
If you'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, and those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now. Beloved, Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. God is a living source. Blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it's time for a prayer of protection. Let's all say a prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Now it's time for the peace song. Let's stand, form a circle, and join hands in preparation for a song of peace. And while you're all gathering together, let's express our gratitude to those who made our service possible today. Our speaker, Audrey Pitchford, our reader, Tom, our musician, Joyce, and Joanne for doing our slideshow. Next week, our speaker will be Eileen Selleck. Please stay with us for a few minutes if you wish to visit on Zoom or join us downstairs for food and fellowship after the peace song.